This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
The state of the vaccine for COVID-19, among other things today, we will discuss after a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here. The Zioli Show on Twitter at Rich Zioli and Facebook.com/Zioli Show. It is a pleasure for me to welcome back to the program Philadelphia's own Dr. Stephen Hahn, the commissioner of the United States Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Hahn, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. How are you? My best to everybody in Philly.
Well, listen, you know, the city has changed quite a bit since you've left, a little bit in some ways, but I saw the president the other night, got a cheesesteak. He didn't go to Pat's or Geno's.
Well, that's okay, right?
I think so. In fact, I was kind of proud of him that he did not just go right to the tourist traps. So
right, exactly. He heard from an insider.
Well, were you the insider? Is my question.
I was not.
You were
sorry,
not.
Could,
right.
Can't. Yeah, but I do go to you know, some of the regular places as opposed to the tourist places, nice. Because that's where you often get a great steak.
That's what you got to do. Big news, the FDA authorizing the first point-of-care antibody test for COVID-19. That's great. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, you know, point-of-care is where you, you know, in this case, it's a finger stick, but it's where the test occurs in real time when you go see a doctor or a provider. And just like the point of care tests for the nasal swab to diagnose COVID, this is a point of care finger stick test. Think about diabetics who do finger sticks for blood sugar all the time, that allows for the determination of whether you have antibodies, so therefore have been exposed to the COVID-19 virus. So it is a very significant event in that, you know, now we have a very simple and rapid test that allows us to the country to assess whether you have antibodies to COVID-19. You know, of course, we want to encourage as many developers as possible to develop these tests because it'll be another tool that we can use to assess, you know, where people are in this pandemic.
Yeah, and so the idea of the antibodies, theoretically, do we know how long the antibodies last?
So we're learning about that. There have been a number of scientific reports about this, and there does appear to be some variability, but it appears to be months that the antibodies last. But again, we're learning more about this and, you know, more to come on that one. Obviously, this is something that a doctor should help a patient interpret.
Right. And I'm grateful that you continue to move the agency forward with trying to approve these tests as rapidly as possible. I think it's fantastic. If somebody has the antibodies, what can we use, in other words, in developing new treatments, the vaccine? How critical is all that for the future?
So, critical, very critical. I mean, you know, the way we're going to put all this behind us, number one is to have effective therapies that if someone gets sick with COVID-19, they survive and, you know, can go on to a healthy, productive life. So in that sphere, we have you know, certainly monoclonal antibodies, which are synthetic antibodies that are being tested in the clinic right now. They have shown promise in other infectious diseases. So they're the sort of the next therapeutic that everyone's looking at. And then, of course, there's the vaccine. And the vaccine, what we hope is it will have a highly effective and, of course, safe vaccine, and that can be used to prevent someone from getting COVID-19. And as you know, there's a number of trials now in phase 3, the latest phases, assessing the safety and efficacy. And when those trials are ready, they will submit the data to the FDA, and FDA will assess it. Our scientists will look at it. They'll look at the science and the data, and they'll make a determination about the safety and effectiveness.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn joins me today. Dr. Hahn, of course, who spent lots of time in Philadelphia and is right at the center of the coronavirus efforts here, and we appreciate his time today. Vaccines, the big story that everybody's talking about today is the FDA proposing new guidelines for vaccines, and the president apparently saying that he may or may not approve them. What does all this mean?
So we are building upon our June 30th guidance. This isn't really new information per se. What it is providing clarity to the developers of vaccines about what are we going to need to see to have assurances around safety and effectiveness. Because just remembering that a vaccine is going to be given to people who are in general healthy and don't have the disease. So we have an obligation to make sure that it is safe and effective. So we're looking at what sort of information we can provide to manufacturers just to make sure there's clarity about what we need to see. But this really does build upon our June 30th guidance, where we were very clear with folks about what we needed to see.
And so nothing's changing then in terms of the guidance, or do you expect that there will be a change in terms of what needs to be for you to approve something?
I think this is evolving. Okay. We haven't seen the data from the clinical trials, and we won't until they come to us. But we're trying to give manufacturers a sense of, what would need to be seen in order to assure our scientists and then the American people that the vaccine is safe and effective. That's the place we're trying to get to.
Right. And you are confident that politics is not going to interfere at all here, Dr. Hahn, because I had a conversation with somebody the other day. They said, well, I'm nervous about taking a vaccine if it's developed under President Trump. And I said, that's ridiculous, because the standards are not going to change based on who's president. I mean, the president doesn't get involved in that.
So, as I said yesterday at the HELP hearing on Capitol Hill, our decisions will be made by our career scientists who are experts. I think that's what the American people want. Of course, I am briefed and I understand the science behind it, but our experts who know about vaccines will make this determination, and it'll be only based upon the science and the data, not politics. That's my pledge.
Only on the science and the data and not politics. That's your pledge. And when the president comes out and says, look, if there's going to be stricter guidelines, I get the final say in if those guidelines are going to stand or not. I think people get worried by that. Should they be worried by that?
Well, our scientists are going to make this decision within the FDA. So, again, I want to assure folks that when our scientists look at the science and data, they're the experts. This is going to be their call to assess that, and we will make the absolute best decision for the American people.
So, in other words, it's not that these guidelines have come out because they're trying to show everybody that we're not being political. I think that was maybe what some people thought the president was alluding to, the idea that when he said this was a political move more than anything else, that these guidelines were put out to try to buttress people who were saying, oh, this vaccine is going to be purely political.
Yeah, I can't speak to that. Speak to what the president said. What I can tell you is that this, our evolving conversations with manufacturers is not a political discussion. It's one based upon what we believe we need to see to make the right decision for a vaccine.
Good. I think that makes perfect sense. Look, we want people to feel confident to take it, right, Dr. Stephen Hahn? I mean, they need to feel like this is going to be something that is going to be good for them. I personally trust it. I trust the scientists. If one is approved and you sign off on it as the commissioner of the FDA, I'm in line. I'm going to take it.
Well, thank you, Rich. And as I said yesterday, I'm going to be in line, too, and I'm going to encourage my family to be in line. And I don't think any of us would do anything that would put our families at risk. This is all about the safety and the protection of the American people. That's where I am singularly focused and will remain singularly focused. I lead an agency that is singularly focused on that, doing the best we can to help save lives.
And I think it's important for people to notice that, to know that they got a head start on a coronavirus vaccine, right? This wasn't something they just started looking at in January or February. They've been working on this for years, right?
Well, the vaccine against this particular coronavirus really did start in January and February. Now, you know that there's been vaccines against a number of different viruses, so there's great expertise around the country and all the different platforms that can be used. But in fact, for this coronavirus, the vaccine effort really did start in January and February.
Okay, I understand. Gotcha. That's good to know. Well, Dr. Stephen Hahn, we appreciate it. FDA authorizes the first point-of-care antibody test for COVID-19. Great news. And we're also getting great news on the plasma. Last question for you before I let you go. I know you're a very busy guy. The plasma therapy as well to help people who've been infected?
Yep. Yes, so yesterday, Rich, news on that is that we posted a summary, what we call a lay summary, explaining the data that are available. There's four lines of evidence that support that convalescent plasma may be effective. It certainly looks safe. And we're accumulating more data. We've analyzed additional data, and we posted that yesterday. And if anything, it provides even a stronger argument for plasma as a therapy.
Fantastic. I know how hard you're working. We appreciate how hard you're working. You're getting no sleep, and you're putting your heart and soul into this. So thank you for that.
You know, you're welcome, Rich, and my best to the people of Philly. Rich, it's always great to be on your show. I'd love to come back.
Oh, anytime, Dr. Hahn. Dr. Stephen Hahn, Philly's own. We claim him as ours. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.